The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who are eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Just make mention of the fact that I think it was probably a couple weeks ago, I said you either have a crying church or you have a dying church. And we are blessed beyond measure to have a crying church. Cry all the louder, my friends. Let us know. You are the body of Christ. Play your role, right? These little babies, they will play their role in the body of Christ. And just in case that wasn't enough crying, Miss Puerto brought a tear to my eye when she was singing the responsorial psalm. Thank you. It's a great gift. Yeah. And that's not enough. That's not enough, right? No more. But it's not enough, right? How our psalmist has moved our hearts, how God has moved our hearts through the celebration, through the faithful rendering of the scripture is beautiful. And it's God who deserves the praise and the sacrifice that he wants. Okay, yeah, you can clap, right? But the sacrifice that he wants is hearts offered to him. It's hearts offered to him, right? Okay, so beautiful. And Jesus here is giving his own little mic drop moment, right? Jesus is giving he's laying it on the line. This is who I am. This is what I've come to do. This is what you must do in response. We see it here. It's what we call the Nazareth Manifesto. And it's recorded accurately by St. Luke, as he's pains to tell us before we get into that script, that here St. Luke, the physician, is giving us also an accurate look at what he has done in his scrupulous biography of Jesus, faithfully recorded by St. Luke. Jesus is just giving it to them straight. He is God's anointed. He is the Messiah. He is the King of the Jews. He has come to lead God's people. And in order to do so, he has taken up their vocation, and the vocation of man from the beginning, to be a light to the nations, to reflect the goodness and the love and the glory of God into the world. Jesus has taken it up, and Jesus is leading the way. He's calling everybody in his presence to be likewise a light for the nations. And because of Jesus, because of his death and resurrection, because of his summons to us to gather around him and be born anew in the waters of baptism, to take part in his death and resurrection, we too are called to be a light to the nations. We too are called to embody, just as St. Paul said, we are called to embody the love of God. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. What we see in Jesus should shine out from our lives as well. And what is he doing? He's embodying the superfluous, mad, crazy love of God. We're gonna see what it does next week. We're going to see what the response is next week. And it's perhaps not what you would expect. But Jesus preaches who he is. The embodiment of God's crazy, superfluous, reckless love. And he preaches it with his life all the way to the end. That's it. It's that simple. My friends, it's ours because we have life in Christ to now bring his light into the world. The question is, are we up for the challenge? And the response is, no, we're not up for the challenge. We're not. We're broken. And we show darkness in our hearts and lives. We're not up for the challenge, but Jesus is up for the challenge in us. And it's ours then to make that offering of our hearts and our lives to him, whatever that offering is. Wherever you find yourself today, you are not far from God. He is close to you. And he wants you to make the offering of your heart and your life where you are to him here and now. And offering ourselves to him in our fragility and our weakness and our brokenness, in our lacking and what, he fills us with his love and his life. His light begins to shine in us when we come before him and admit our need and ask him to give us the strength to complete the mission that he's set for us, to be vehicles through which he can love the world, to be people who recklessly abandon themselves to God and to his mission to love the world, to love everyone we encounter. My friends, we take that up as individuals, we take it up together as a community. Today, yes, we let our light shine because it's not our light. We let our light shine because it's God's light given to us to be given away. He fills our hearts with love as we give ourselves to him, that we might give ourselves away and bring the bright light of his truth, his goodness, and his beauty to a world that so desperately needs it.